with Ed Kraft and Rizzo, presenting The Truth.
Dun, 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 dun. Oh, sorry. That was the intro. Hi. This is Dread Radio. I am Reap So here with Ed Kraft. Ed's kind of sleepy today, so you have to forgive him.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right.
What's going on?
What's up? You sound like a bundle of energy today.
I'm wore out, man. I'll tell you. This remodeling, painting, and all that mess with weddings killing me. Been nonstop.
Whoa, hold on. Did I turn your way down? I think I might have.
I don't know.
There you go. Okay.
Or is it my volume? Could be my volume.
No, I was just sick of your whining, so I turned you down.
No, that's nothing new.
What's up? You're painting. You're getting ready for the wedding.
Yep, pretty much. That's everything coming down to the wire. It's getting to that time. So, what have you been up to this week?
let me see. On Tuesday, I effed up and I lost the podcast for Reap So Radio. I was a little upset about that. Let me see. On Wednesday, what happened on Wednesday? Oh, some stupid Robbie Thomas crony rolled up on us. Because we found a site on MySpace that was promoting one of Robbie's gigs, you know? And so Paulie and I, of course, in our usual fashion, went onto the website and we posted some comments on there. So this chick, what was her name, Alicia?
I think I saw that on your page, Alicia.
Yeah.
Or
that big car wreck, man?
That was like four pages long. What the crap? Man, she was, what kind of nut job was she?
She was a Robbie nut job. She was.
She's one of his cultist fans or something.
She was upset because she thought we were talking shit about, smack about the young girl and the mother.
No, it's not that. It's Robbie and how he takes advantage of those people.
I know.
And I don't think any of us have ever talked bad about the families. If anything, feel sorry for the families and how they're taken advantage of.
Yep.
It's you know, anybody who uses them for entertainment purposes, and I think there's even a disclaimer on his page to that effect.
We pointed that out. For entertainment purposes only. So if she was promoting this event, she was actually using that dead girl for entertainment also. But she didn't. She didn't get it, man.
I don't know why
she didn't get it though.
People like that just. Oh God, what is this world coming to? When people just continue to take advantage of victims.
I think people have always been stupid. You just notice it more now.
Yeah, I think the internet has caused. Open more people's eyes to that fact because they're able to see it in their own living rooms. You know, they're able to get out there and see more of the stupidity.
By the way, we're on Jackalope Radio 105 FM. Sorry. Jumped right into the show, didn't we?
ReapRadio.net.
ReapRadio.net.
Sponsored by Honda Tours America.
Honda America Tours. Man, you have to get
America
that right.
Tours. God, I get that confused every damn time.
I'm gonna write that on your forehead.
Yeah, I'll just put it down there with the other 50 notes. I have to look in the mirror to read it. I have to put it on there backwards, you know, that 999 I got written across there.
Exactly, the 999, that's right. So we did a makeup show for Tuesday's show that I lost, and we called Robbie Thomas on his cell phone again.
Did it work this time?
Nah, he didn't answer.
Oh, man, he must bought caller ID. It was fun the last time we called.
He sure as hell ain't psychic.
Yeah, he didn't know the last time we called.
So I left him a nice message inviting him to speak his side of the story.
He's never taken anybody up on that.
No, he doesn't. It's weird, isn't it?
I've tried and tried again. He used to come on when I had the show. He came on a few times, but he finally stopped doing that.
I know. I got some people who want to use those sound files, too. That's cool, right?
Yeah, they can use them.
Yeah, it's the skeptic group that's got Stop Robbie. Stop. RobbieThomas.com. They want to use them.
Yeah, that's cool. They can use all they want.
All right. So I'm gonna,
yeah, you know about the old Magic Mind files? Anybody who wants those can use those for that stuff any time.
I figured it'd be okay with you.
Yeah, I have no problem with it.
Because the guy's out
there
off.
Too. If anybody wants to hear them out there for that purpose, you're welcome to hear. They're welcome to hear them.
No, they don't want to listen to them. They just want to have them.
Yeah, they can whatever they want. Hear how stupid they are. I mean, that's the way he was. You can see how he's changed and hear how he's changed his words and catch him in his own lies.
Yeah. I want to welcome the listeners in the chat room, even though there's only one.
Yeah, right now. Which, by the way, you guys can get there, too, anytime. Reap Radio.
.net. Yeah, reapradio.net or reapsoradio.com.
And you guys join us in the chat room. You guys can call in, too, at 559-316-4737 anytime during stuff. You got comments, questions, or you want to join in. You know, you got complaints, you got comments. You know, even, hey, Robbie, join us.
Yeah, you big wimp.
You know, we'd love to talk to you. Speaking
Robbie's,
of that,
Robbie's a big meow.
Oh, did you see Chris Moon starting his own radio show now?
He's had one for a long time.
Has he? I hadn't even noticed that. I didn't even realize that.
He's had one. He had Robbie Thomas on it a couple weeks ago.
Did he?
Yeah, I was in the chat room. Yeah, they didn't even ban me. That was cool. Chris said hi to me. Dumbass.
Did he?
Yeah. No, he didn't know it was me. I had a fake name. He said hi to me. I tricked him into saying hi to me. I tricked him into being friendly.
He obviously doesn't know your IP address.
Yeah, I don't even think he knows what an IP address is, to be honest. This is a guy who was like overwhelmed when another guy came on one of his shows telling him how they seed clouds to cause rain.
Oh.
Chris Moon thought that was amazing. I learned that crap in sixth grade, man. What's going on with that, Chris? Come on. You know, you got to talk to people on a broken radio. At least learn some sixth grade science. Come on, you know, it ain't that hard.
He was probably wondering what somebody was probably talking to him about chemtrails or stuff. He probably believed that.
You know, what would be fun is you could like get Chris Moon, just like hang out with him for a night and make him one of those volcanoes out of baking soda and vinegar. he'd probably piss his pants from excitement. Yeah, you're like, wow, that's magic! Can you talk to the dead through that, too? No, dude, that's like simple science. Sorry. I'm glad you peed your pants. Go change your underwear.
He'd try to patent it or trademark it or something and sell it for entertainment purposes and rename it. Volcano to the Dead.
I'm now going to talk to you through the Volcano to the Dead. You'd probably put blue food coloring in there.
You just change the color of it and do something to
you know what,
rename.
To be honest about what we're saying about Chris Moon, to be fair, I'm not kidding. It's all true.
You know what? What's amazing is after he, you know, put it out there like he did, he bought the rights. Frank Sumption actually bailed out of the whole business of his box and disappeared off the face of the planet for a while. And now all of a sudden he's back on the scene and he's doing his box thing.
The other day asking where I was at because he missed me. Yeah.
I just thought it was so interesting that, you know, after Chris patented the thing, or he trademarked it and patented it or something, Telephone to the Dead, and then he turns around and Frank starts popping back on the scene after all the popularity again.
Yeah, you know, and the chat room's asking about the speaking spell to the dead. They already have that. Isn't that called the paranormal puck or something like that? It talks to you?
Yeah, Lisa bought one a while back because... In fact, when we were at the last conference there on the Queen Mary, Patrick Burns was the one that recommended it to her, and he asked how it was working out. But I got to tell you, when we tried it, it didn't crap. You know, it's one of those devices that I don't find it particularly impressive. He had recommended it because she's deaf, and you know, you can't. It's supposed to print out what the words it's saying.
You have contacted a ghost. Hi, yeah. How are you?
Exactly, it tells
cat,
you what
C A T.
That's exactly what it is. It's a spell and speak thing, and it's
the
I
ghost says boo b o o.
I really didn't find it to do anything in the world, but it's fun to play with if you want to. And it says right on it too, entertainment purposes only. But
the demon says Satan.
I'll tell you what. Next time you go over,
Satin, Satan.
Next time we come over there, you guys come over here, we'll pull it out and I'll show you. It's a lot of fun to goof around with because it's like playing with a Ouija board, you know. It's got a, as far as I'm concerned, it's about as much fun as a Ouija board, but it does absolutely nothing.
I'd rather just get a speaking spell and just make it say obscene words. I think it's more fun.
Yeah, well, you could do that with this.
F-U-C-K, fook you.
Yeah, you can do that with this. You can do the same thing with this. It's just you get to do it on the computer.
That's what always cracks me up about EVPs, too, is the stupid-ass shit they say. You know what I mean? People get an EVP. What does it say? It says, like, baseball diamond. Oh, wow! I went to the baseball game one time! It must know me! It's amazing! It's like, shut up, man. It didn't say baseball diamond. God, it's said
gets
blue
me
diamond
on
almonds.
EVPs.
Come on, listen!
You actually have to sit there and twist the words around. It's so subjective. You have to sit there and twist and mangle the words around, and they have to go up and down with the volumes and rearrange. Yeah. Nothing.
Well,
EVPs, you got to mess with
this
it that
didn't
much.
This didn't say anything until I put it into my audio program, and I made it go backwards and slowed it down and added some morph to it, and then it said asparagus. It's like, wow, that's amazing. I'm convinced there must really be ghosts now. Wow.
It's just now it's you've hilarious. Got you got to do 40 billion things to it to make it do anything.
That's what amazes me, man. It's like, you know, if you can't, you know what, even if you could hear it, I know there's pareidolia, man, you know, where you make sense out of things that are random. But it really, really bugs me. And what bugs me, another thing bugs me, is when people have EVPs and they say, now listen to this. This EVP's going to say chair. Well, you're like just priming people. You can't prime people. You can't say, oh, you know what? We're going to haunt. We're going to investigate this location. Now, there's been a ghost that people have seen at the top of the stairs. So check and see if you see this ghost. And then when people see it, you go, wow, that's proof. It's like you freaking told them to see it. They're hallucinating. You told them they were going to see it there. That's priming people. It's wrong. God, idiots.
You got to go in. That's the worst thing you can do. All these people go in and they first thing they do when they go into a place is they sit down and they ask the owners, where are you seeing things?
Yeah, where are you seeing this? What should we be looking for?
How many times have you seen that on Ghost Hunters?
You know what? I have seen that so many occasions, in so many circumstances. It's pathetic.
And all these TV shows, they go right in to all these TV shows and they sit down and they say, where's the activity? Yeah. Basically. And once they do that, they sit in there, where's all the activity? They go right to those rooms, and guess where they find the stuff? You know, right where they're supposed to find it.
Yeah, big duh there.
You know, it's hilarious
it's
to me.
Stupid.
It's hilarious. It's
the
just
chat says, ever notice how EVP is always in the language of the hunters? Even if they are in a foreign castle, they always use modern, and they always use modern terms. That's right. I wonder if maybe ghosts are using words we haven't made up yet, you know, because they know everything, right? We're just not getting it.
They go to a French castle and they're speaking English, you know?
Yeah.
You gotta love it.
Who did that when they were in Spain? International Ghost Hunters? Yeah, it's in English. Yeah, well, you know, I guess when you die, you learn every language, too. You know everything past, present, and future. You learn every language, and you're magical, and you can go everywhere and do everything. And I can't wait to die. It should be great fun. Except for knowing everything is kind of I don't know, that might be kind of boring, actually.
Yeah, we all know there's an afterlife for sure.
Oh, yeah, there's an afterlife. Life goes on after you're dead, that's for sure.
Yeah.
That's what an afterlife is. Afterlife is people keep living, you're dead. Sorry.
You're dead, but you'll continue to live after that.
No, the world will continue to rotate. People will continue to be born and die, and cars will continue to drive, and people will continue to eat pizzas and drink beer after you're dead. Sorry. No, that's the afterlife.
I just, show me the money. That's my deal. Show me the money. Show me the proof.
I can't wait to come back on that telephone to the dead Chris Moon has. I'm going to sing the worst version of Singing in the Rain he's ever heard in his fucking life. I'm going to make him scream and kind of make his ears bleed. I'm going to give him proof. It's going to be good, too. You'll know if I come back from the dead. I'm not going to screw around. I'm not going to say baseball diamond or asparagus or chair or any of that crappy stuff. Yeah, I'm gonna. You know what? If I can touch things, I'm gonna go around grabbing butts.
I don't care whose butt it is.
I'm grabbing it.
We can hear our producer in the background, producer Polly in the background. that something like that would be definitive proof. You know, and you think about it, if you hear a comment like that, you're gonna know it's a real ghost. Because I can't believe that these ghosts, if there are real ghosts, None of them have a freaking sense of humor. They're all out there.
You know
there,
what I'm going to say? I'm going to say, I know you've got skid marks.
Get out of my house, you know? You don't think any of these ghosts have a sense of humor?
Yeah.
You don't think any of them were ever real?
I'm going to say you haven't changed your underwear in 3 days. You're busted.
Yeah. Think about it. I just can't buy it.
That's what I'm talking about. I've thought about it.
All these people, you know, everything has to be spooky, scary. I just don't buy into the concept.
What I don't get is why do people always go ghost hunting at night? What's up with that? Why do ghosts want to come out at night? What's going on with that? They don't show up in the daytime ever? What's going on?
Yeah, Lloyd Armbach and I were talking about that one day. Why do they, you know, that's ridiculous. That is the most ridiculous concept. If they're there,
is there any theory behind that? Because
it's
at night your eyes can pick up the plasma energy are you effing kidding me right now? Oh God, it's quiet, so you're gonna hear more weird shit.
Ask Lisa about that one.
I heard about this thing at Stanford. They actually used stem cells to build what people need to hear. They just have the only problem they have now, the only other barrier they need to cross is being able to medically be able to implant it in someone's head. But they've actually been able to recreate the inner ear so the deaf people will be able to hear.
Oh, they've got cochlear implants.
No, this is better than that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this is better than that. They were saying right now that is what you need is those implants. What are they called? Cochlear?
Cochlear. Like
this works better. They've tested it already. Their only problems are they cannot reach the inner ear without screwing it up. You know what I mean? They can make the physical what you need physically, but they're worried about being able to put it in the ear and not cause tumors and to get there without damaging the ear so badly that, you know, they just need to figure out how to get it into the inner ear.
Well, the only problem with the cochlear implants is if anyone's ever seen anyone who's had one, they don't completely, you know, undo the deafness. It depends on the level of deafness. They're not for everyone who's deaf because there are different levels of deafness. For instance, like Lisa, she can hear certain thuds and certain bumps. I mean, but she can't hear language or anything like that. She can hear certain levels of thumps and bumps with her hearing aids. Nothing without it. But
is that Ghost Adventures? Sorry, somebody in the chat was asking about a guy who picks fights with ghosts.
Oh, yeah, that's Ghost Adventures.
I don't watch that crap.
Yeah. But anyway, when you have these cochlear implants, they're really not attractive. They're basically a wire on the outside of the head and these big device. It's like a big round thing on your side of your head. And they're really, you know, not attractive to look at. I mean, they're big, big, obvious things. These implants go on the outside of your head into your head, so they're not really attractive. They're more obvious than a hearing aid, you know. And a lot of people don't like wearing them unless you're.
I mean, they're not comfortable, and they're just not.
It's not that they're
hidden,
not comfortable. It's not aesthetically pleasing to look at unless
you're
a woman
repulsive or something.
Well, no, you just look more like an android or something with this, or bionic with all the wires coming out of your head.
I actually think that'd be kind of cool, like going out with a Borg.
Yeah, exactly. That's what you look like, some kind of Borg technology. Unless you're a woman.
Borgs are hot.
Kind of cover it with your hair. They're just, you know, you look like a Borg or something.
What was that chick's name? It was on Star Trek. Man, I can't remember what it's called now.
Seven.
Yeah, she was hot.
Seven. Oh, yeah, man. That tight little suit she wore. I don't care if she was half
somebody bored. In the chat says add rhinestones to your implants to make them more pleasing.
There you go. Look like long
ears. You look like a lot of those young kids walking around today. All that crap in their ears.
Coming out of their ears, their nose, their lips, everything else.
You have it implanted under your skin. That's what a lot of people are doing, just putting shit on their skin. That's weird.
They got those implants now that, we did it in dogs for years, and they still do it now. But they actually have those little implants for IDs.
Oh, yeah, but those are really small chips. You can implant those with a syringe or
microchips. Well, they're doing it in humans now.
Well, I know that in kids, huh?
Prince Edward or
Jerry
whatever.
Ryan, yes, thank you.
They're putting them under the skin in humans now on their hands or arms. What is it, right on their wrist now? Like, well, I couldn't believe that one.
The chat's actually a bunch of Trek nerds, too, because they knew the name, so thank you.
Yeah, Jerry Ryan.
I love Star Trek, man. I still watch the reruns every night.
Oh, I love it. That Next Generation. That was Next Generation.
You know what? They were all good except for that Deep Space Nine. I didn't like Deep Space Nine much. That was more like a soap opera. It was kind of cheesy.
The only one I liked in Deep Space Nine was Terry Farrell. She was hot.
No, I didn't. You know, I didn't mind any of the actors themselves. It was just the whole premise of the show. It was like a Days of Our Lives Star Trek. It was just lame.
Yeah, I didn't like that one. I didn't like that one at all. I think that was the worst one. And then it got kind of dark there at the end.
Yeah, oh, yes, and I've heard about the... Hi, PC. And I hope PC's not mad at me. I made a comment today on Steve Scott's blog. I hope she's not mad at me, because it wasn't anything personal. I love her. I think she's awesome.
She's incredible.
Parachallenge Radio. Parachallenge Radio, of course, comes on Tuesday nights, right after Reapso Radio on Jackalope 105 FM. So, just get plugged
in. She's amazing.
No, she's good. She always has a very positive outlook on things. Even when things are jacked up, she always has a positive outlook.
Yeah, supposed to do...
what's my computer doing? It's trying to restart.
Supposed to be on Parachallenge, by the way, on the 19th, I believe, of this month. So, look for that one.
Who, you?
Yeah.
Oh, get this. We got invited to speak in an event, actually.
Which one?
The StewCon. You know, The Stew, the show The Stew?
Oh, yeah. Grimwald.
Yeah, I told him we'd speak there as long as you weren't going to show up.
He's cool, man. He's really cool.
He's
a lot of fun. He's a riot. You'll love it. He is incredible.
No, he's always been a big supporter of the show, you know?
Well, we've had him on before.
What's that?
I think he did our first show here. Was it our first show? He did one of the first shows we did here at Dread. We had him and PC on, I think, the same night.
Yeah.
He's great.
He's always been very supportive of everything we do, even though some of the things... That's what we're wondering, is what the hell we're going to talk about there, because nobody in the paranormal likes us if we're jerks. So.
Yeah. It's amazing. But actually, they're really a great bunch of folks, some of them are just idiots. You know, some of them are idiots in the paranormal field, but there's a lot out there that have some common sense.
Yeah, there are. They're not all bad.
You know, it's like Keith Age. He still sits there. He'll tell you to your face, he's never seen a ghost. You know, he's an honest man. You got to give people like that credit. He'll come right around and tell you.
I like Keith Age because he doesn't talk a bunch of smack about people. You know.
You know.
He's pretty cool.
And he's honest about it too. He'll tell you right up, I've never seen a ghost.
So, should we take a break and do the rest of this gig?
Yeah, because when we come back, there's a couple other things we want to talk about, especially this idiot.
All right, yeah, I know you're dying to talk about Dr. Riles again.
Oh, yeah, I got some info on him.
All right, cool.
Since we did that show. So,
this is Dread Radio. I'm going to play a little Truth Be Told. This seems appropriate. This is Megadeth, and we'll be back in, 5 minutes, 39.5 seconds. right, that's skipping too much. I'm going to stop playing that. I'm not going to annoy the listeners with a skipping song. I don't know what's up with that. I forgot to zip up my fly, too. Sorry. Sorry, listeners. This is Dread Radio. Are you there?
I'm still here.
All right, what's up?
Not a lot. I was just trying to recoup from where you're talking.
You know, we're doing a radio show right now, right?
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm trying to recoup because you're up there zipping your pants up, so I'm just sitting here laughing.
That happens a lot. When I leave my pants unzipped, people have to recuperate from it.
That or laugh. Anyway.
Well, you had to recoup, so I guess that tells us what side you fall on, doesn't it?
Oh, God.
Thank you for the compliment. I appreciate it. Hopefully I can give you one back one of these days.
And I'm laughing. So what, anyway. Where was I going? Oh, this other idiot. You know, we did the show, what was it, 2 weeks ago,
I think?
Yeah, Riles, this Donald Riles. He wouldn't come on the show. The very next week, he bans you, he bans me, he blocks everything. You know, I tried to post, tried to send him a show.
I think we invited him.
Well, we tried to get him on like a billion times. And he won't come on. He won't do anything. He won't respond to either one of us. And he bans us. Well, someone on MySpace, a friend of ours, sent me this nice little thing where he puts out to everybody. He sends these messages out to everybody. In case, I was just informed today that no one knows I have this blog. And that's what he says. Nobody's aware I have this blog. And I, you know, you click on it and it sends you to the page. And on there, you know how on the MySpace it tells you everyone who's responded? One person responded to this blog, you know, to this message he sent out. But here's the message, and you know, you go to his blog, and on it, there's one thing on there about what we have been saying. And this is where it gets really fun. Here's his little response, or his message. And this is really funny, because in it, he claims he does not know. I wanted to set the story completely straight to my friends, fans, because apparently he has fans, blog followers, and visitors to my website. And he posted this on May the 2nd, by the way. To my readers who are sick of hearing about this, sorry, I feel it is very important and needs to be dealt with. I have gotten an anonymous tip that a person or persons is attempting to spread a falsehood that my PhD is completely fake. Now, keep in mind here, folks, we have publicly gone to him and given my name, and Reap has given his name. We have posted it publicly, our names publicly, and all of a sudden we have done it to him, made it clear to him, told him who we were. He has banned us. He knows exactly who we are, and he makes it clear here he has no idea who we are. If he is not hiding something, and that does not say that he knows he's guilty of something by hiding it and saying he doesn't know who we are, I don't know. You know, I don't even know how to respond to that. You know what I'm saying here, Reed?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. The guy's just a twit. You know
what
I mean?
he's covering his tracks here. He's guilty of something because he's covering his tracks.
As far as I'm concerned with him, it's one more down. If he blocks us, you know, it's all right, you know.
Well,
one more down.
We're not blocked anymore. He took it off, but here's something.
Did he? I haven't even tried to go back there. Once, you know,
I made my point
with him, and I think I made my point with anyone who's going to listen from his side, you know what I mean? There's some people, it doesn't matter what you say. You know, just like this whole Robbie Thomas thing, it does not matter what we say or what truths we put out there. They are going to stick with Robbie Thomas until the bitter end, until he either screws them over, or maybe even if he, you know, he won't have the chance to screw them over. So they're always going to stick with him just because they want to believe what he puts out there. And Donald is the same effing thing. But if we can do our little part where we kind of expose him and help some people, if we could help one single person not fall into his load of crap, you know, or even think twice before doing it, then as far as I'm concerned, our work is done, you know. And the same thing with Robbie Thomas or Chris Moon or any one of the other 100 people you know, that over the years that we've had comments about or tried to warn people about, you know, not just because we're hateful, not just because we're out of spite or because we're jealous, but because, you know what, you need to question things. If you don't question things, if you don't question people, if you don't stop and take a look at what you're doing before you do it, you know, it's really bad. But if you can cause somebody to stop and think and, you know, learn a little bit first, I think that's a good thing. So that's what we've done with Donald Riles as far as I'm concerned.
Well, what really gets me, he goes on to give the exact things they have at this metaphysical university. He posts their thing word for word where it talks about they're a non-profit organization and their titles, which we've all seen on these buy-your-own PhD sites, websites.
Yeah.
You know, we're a non-profit organization, we're a religious organization, and we don't fall under, you know, a regular PhD schooling crap. We've all seen them. You have one. I have one. You get these for free or you buy them for a nominal fee online. All right? You know what I'm talking about. You're a minister. I'm a minister. I got doctorates too. You have them. You know, anybody can get one of these. That we got ours for jokes to prove it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm still talking about the same guy. That's what this Riles did. But what's interesting is all of his comments on his blogs, he either has one or two comments or zero, and he's got like one or two kudos, except for this blog. I actually wrote him back and said, well, if you wanted to say this, why didn't you do it on Dread Radio? And I posted a comment.
Because he's a wimp, because he can't back up his claim. That's easy.
Well, the comment got deleted.
I wonder why.
The comment was deleted, folks.
Big surprise.
It was deleted within 2 minutes.
Ding, ding, ding. You won a prize, Ed. You hit the nail on the head.
No. Isn't that interesting? Yeah, he would have only had one comment.
Let me clarify something
there.
Really quick. There are, you know, there's very few people I actually hate. I do hate people's actions, but I feel sorry for people more than I hate them. You know what I mean?
This guy, I really feel sorry for because he fears the truth. He is afraid of the truth.
I don't blame him.
You know, and that's what scares me. People who are afraid of the truth, run from the truth, or hide from the truth, those are the ones that are the most dangerous to me.
Because I don't know. Is Donald Riles really dangerous? He's just more stupid than dangerous.
Yes, because he's selling information.
Well, he's trying to. I don't think he's really doing. I don't think he's making any money. I don't know. I don't think Donald Riles is doing much of a profit on his crap. I think he's trying, but I just don't see him doing a whole lot. His website's kind of sad, and he doesn't really have a lot of followers. There's no one that comments on his blogs. I mean, I agree with you that what he's putting out there is stupid, and we should address it. But I don't see him being dangerous. I don't see him going out there and doing live events like Chris Moon and Chip Coffee and Robbie Thomas, you know, or making claims like, what's his name, the Phlegm guy? Chris Fleming. Trying to say he almost fell in a bed of nails one time because a ghost pushed him and another ghost saved him. Like some.
That's another one.
It's like these guys live in this, like, their own little Lord of the Rings movie. It's like, what the F are you guys doing? Or they're on dope.
Where did they come up with some of this?
I've come to this conclusion over the years of hearing all these stories. Just like Chip Coffee talking about the water poltergeist that followed him home. And, like, what was that dude? What was his name? Dan Winey from SoCal PRS doing the Dangers of the Paranormal thing, where a young girl says that she got molested by a ghost when she was out. She was, like, underage. She said she got molested by a ghost while she was out in this group fucking thing. Sorry. With her mom, but her mom wasn't there, and a ghost touched her inappropriately. And this guy is saying, oh, this is the danger of the paranormal. Young girls get touched inappropriately. It's like, holy crap. This girl is underage, out with a bunch of guys in a dark, spooky, nasty castle or a building or abandoned prison or hospital or whatever, and she got touched inappropriately. And instead of, like, thinking, you know what, maybe somebody's doing something they shouldn't, what they're thinking is, oh no, ghosts got the hots for this chick. You know, and then posting that video on the internet, you know, those are the kind of people that really, really bug me a lot. The people like Robbie Thomas who are going out and trying to cash in on dead kids or victims of violent crime victims of arson, and then saying he doesn't have any experience as a fire investigator, but he's trying to say that arson was an accident. It was a criminal thing. You know why he's saying that? Because it's his in. Oh, you know, I can find the criminals. This wasn't an accident. I can find criminals. You know what, Robbie? People like Robbie Thomas are just gross. They're disgusting. People like Chip Coffee are gross. They're disgusting. They play out kids. Chip Coffee and his psychic kid show. Lame. Nothing less than child abuse. People like Chris Sylvia Moon, Brown, who go to colleges and have young girls walk up on him and say, why did my boyfriend kill himself? Wasn't an accident. And Chris Moon tells her no. She breaks down crying. And then you can see the look of panic in Chris Moon's eyes because he doesn't know what the fuck he's doing because he's a freaking moron who doesn't even know the stages of grief. He has no grief counseling. He has no education at all in anything. He doesn't even know how to see the fucking cloud. There, I'm done. Does that make my point?
And you heard it here first, folks.
Telling you, man, these guys are lame.
All right, well, the other one is Sylvia
Better
Brown.
Stop me before I get mad.
She has, oh yeah, before you get mad.
No, I'm not mad. I'm just drinking a beer and smoking a cigarette.
Anyway, Sylvia Brown, you know, and her buddy, what is it, Montel Williams. She went on Montel Williams one time, and she sits there, and I think you can find the video on YouTube if you Google her. But there's a video out there. She gets caught dead to right. And I think it is on Montel. She's sitting there, and she's got this poor family up there. And they lost their daughter. And they were so ticked off at her, you know, and wanted to disprove her. They already knew what happened to their daughter.
Yeah, I saw that video.
Yeah, they had lost their daughter because she had actually drowned. And they were already aware of this. So they go on Montel, and Sylvia Brown's on there, and she's saying, I feel pressure on the chest. I think your daughter is she's been shot. Yes, I see the man who's done this to her. He's got dark hair. I'm feeling the pressure on her chest. I'm seeing a field. The chest. Something about the chest. I think she's been shot. And they go, really? Well, our daughter drowned 2 years ago.
You know what? You know what the bad thing is Montel promoting her. I don't know who's more guilty because I think she's insane, but I think Montel is not insane. I think Montel is just trying to capitalize on it. You know, and this guy's been in the military, and I know I saw a website where another member of the military wrote him a letter saying, "Where is your honor?" You know what I mean? He has totally lost his honor.
Well, he sells all this. Other stuff.
But I don't think Montel's insane. I think he's greedy and egotistical. But I think Sylvia Brown. I think Sylvia Brown's really. She's a lunatic. She needs psychiatric help. You know, just like Robbie Thomas. A lot of psychics. Not all psychics. Some psychics, you know, might be a little bit intuitive. You know, who am I to say? But you know, most of these guys who are in the public light and are trying to sell themselves, nothing but egotistical and greedy. You know.
You know what she reminds me of?
And psychotic. And Montel is just greedy. There's nothing to it. You know.
You know what? What else she needs is a serious plastic surgeon.
I think she's been dead for 5 years
that.
Already.
That woman's just scary looking.
Her. Jack LaLanne. Who else? Who is the other one? The talk show. Larry King. Sylvia Brown. Who else? All those guys have been dead for like 5 years, I think, and their body's on autopilot.
Oh, God.
Oh, Jack LaLanne's wife, too. She's creepier than Jack LaLanne. In fact, Jack LaLanne's wife looks more like a man than he does.
Have you ever seen that movie? It's the one with Kurt Russell. He does. He did those movies, Snake Lipskin or whatever, Escape from New York, and Escape from L.A. Escape from L.A.
Where they have, really.
Yeah, they have all these this place in Beverly Hills, and they go there, and it's all these plastic surgeons.
Oh yeah, I remember that movie.
And they have their faces, and they have to keep replacing them. That's what she reminds me of, you know? It's like her face has been pulled back so many times.
Let me clarify the intuitive thing. By intuitive, I mean you can kind of read people's mannerisms sometimes and tell things about them. I don't think it's psychic abilities. I think that it's just a skill some people have. Like, I can, you know what? Sometimes if I talk to a person for 5 minutes, I can tell you the last 5 years of their life. Depends on the person, you know? And what we're talking about, but it's very easy. The way someone composes themselves, their hand mannerisms, the things they say, the level of self-respect they have, the way they talk, the way they dress. Sometimes you can put those pieces together, and you can tell things about people. You know, you can tell where they've been or, you know, where they might go. And you know what? Those people usually that are that really easy to read are very amazed by the things you can tell them. That's why I mean what I mean by intuitive. I don't mean any magic wand or any magic abilities. I mean, it's just some people just read clues better. You know, like if you go into somebody's house, you can tell by their furnishings kind of the type of person they are by the decoration of their house if you pay a frickin' attention. You know, and I think people who are intuitive just pay closer attention to things or just kind of catch on to things easier. That's what I mean by intuitive.
You can tell. Yeah, what gets me is people will walk into these little, what do you call them, fortune reader shops and stuff like that, and the first thing they do is they'll ask, what is it you want to know? And then they'll say, well, I want to know about my love life. Well, automatically, you've given away what it is you want to know about. So they know you're a desperate, lonely person. Or you want to, you know, you've got some issue with your love life. So they're going to direct their questions around that issue. You know? And that's where they go with it. Right off the bat, that's where they
go with
it. I think
Cap in the chat has a good point that anyone that takes that skill and calls it supernatural is a dickhead. That, you know what, some people, they, you know what, to be fair, some people, they really want to have superpowers, you know, and some people are, I remember when I was a little kid and I could bend a coat hanger, I thought that was awesome, I could bend metal, you know, and I was a very young child, you know, and I still remember being able to do that, but, you know, the fact is, that doesn't make you, doesn't, you know, when you learn and you kind of pay attention to things, you realize, you know what, anybody can bend a freaking coat hanger. It's not a big deal. You know what I mean?
Bending metal reminds me of Uri Geller was the first person. Now, here's what's really interesting. Up until Uri Geller and his spoon bending, there was no spoon bending other than Uri Geller. No one had heard of it.
That's why people were amazed by it.
And now, all of a sudden, there are spoon bending parties, and everybody can do it now.
I will
and
tell you.
Major psychic ability.
I'll tell you an amazing trick you can do at parties, okay? It's very, very simple, all right? And people will go, wow, all right? You take a whisk broom, all right? You got to have some patience, okay? Maybe practice at home first. You've got to have a level floor. Well, you don't even have to have a level floor if you're good enough, but a level floor makes it much easier, all right? You take a whisk broom. Doesn't matter if it's one of those plastic ones or a wicker one or whatever type. And you take that and you balance it in the middle of the room. And that broom will stand on end right in the middle of the room.
Yep.
I've done it in my house, and we actually have a Facebook page. What's it called? Broom Ninjas. Because if you can stand a broom, you're a broom ninja. I've done it at bars. I've done it at work, you know. And it is amazing the reaction you'll get from people. They are just astonished by how that's possible. Because it does look, you know, it looks kind of strange, you know. My daughter thought there was, what did you think there was? Strings holding it up? The broom, when we stood the broom? Yeah, she thought there was something on the bottom of it holding up. And somebody said something about mice holding it up. It was a joke. But it's very, very easy to do. You know, and there's actually a place that's down south where there's a little cabin where they have a broom standing in the middle of the room, and tourists come to see this place because they're convinced that it's a witch.
There's something interesting as far as psychic goes. We've got a listener in the chat room who actually went to see a reader at the fair, and that reader said that he'd find a woman of his dreams within the next year. What's interesting is the listener's gay. How about that one?
I think that's freaking awesome.
I mean, that's an accomplishment right there, folks. She knew all about this person.
Yeah, really?
Amazing, isn't it? Boy, that's incredible.
A woman with a penis. Now that, you know what? If that came true, I would be like, man, worth every penny.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yes, please. Do take that trick and use it for profit. You know, you're more than welcome to do that. I don't even want a cut of it. I'll just, you know, just send me a picture of it. I'll be happy with that. Just send me a picture of the money you make. I'll be happy with that. I'm cool.
I've done the levitation trick numerous times, and that's really easy to do.
Yeah.
Levitation is one of the simplest, easiest tricks in the book, and there's many ways to do it. Yogis did it in India for years. And that was very simple. They'd have a rod going in the ground.
Yeah.
And what they would do is they'd actually, this rod came out of the ground, and they had it going up their arm. It was on a stool. It came up out of the ground, had a stool on it, and they'd sit with their legs crossed in their robe, and they'd have their arm out, and it would run up the robe through their arm, and they would have their arm out with a cane. And this cane was actually where the rod went into the ground.
Yeah.
And it would run up, they'd have the cane holding out, and it would run down their arm, and there was a stool that they'd sit on. And it would look like, you know, the only thing that was there was his cane.
That's cool.
And that was the levitation trick.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the stiff rope bit with the kid on the end. Also, the modern day stuff that you see, what's his name? Mind Freak? Doing?
Angel.
Yeah,
Angel.
That's very easy. That is the easiest trick in the book to do. That is super easy. And it's all done with a split pants. One leg split and good balance. You have to have good balance to do it.
And I would suggest anyone who can't get their broom to stand, just here's another little tip. Go to the dollar store, buy a new broom, and stand it. Because some brooms, you know, there might be some exceptions. Depending on how hard and fast you've used your broom, you know. So there's exceptions, because some brooms are just jacked up. But I know that we've got a couple different types. I'd stood even the one at the bar, the local bar we go to, just stood it up. So only cost a buck, so.
Let's see, last but, oh, by the way.
What?
Another thing, we were talking earlier about taking advantage of people. You know, we've talked many times about the church on this show and how they've abused so many kids compared to even here in the United States. We've had, we have such gross things. I noticed lately, and I want to get into this because I noticed a lot of stuff on Facebook, and I want to get into that. But here's a good segue into it. We've had so many talks on this show here on Dread Radio about the church abusing children. And compared to this number of killers, abusers and molesters, child molesters and sickos here in the United States who abused maybe one or two kids or a few kids, the church itself has had maybe one priest abuse 200 kids or 300 kids or however many kids. You know, the Pope finally came forward and admitted they have the problem. The first time the church admits it has a freaking problem. Isn't that interesting?
Enough.
Yeah. They finally say, oh, this is right after, what, a month of saying it's the media's fault and we haven't been doing it?
A month? This shit's been going on for years.
Yeah, but I mean, the recent wave.
I think
the problem has finally gotten too big. They can't cover it up anymore.
No, I don't think. I think they were just fooling themselves to even try and cover it up from the beginning. You know what I mean?
The question is, the problem is, they're saying, we're going to forgive. What they've decided to do, and this is what's really disgusting, is they've decided to forgive, but they're going to get rid of the priest. They're going to kick the priest out of it. But they don't say they're going to...
I'm still not convinced. You know what? I still see there are a lot of... There's like... The church has a good old boy network, if you will. Same thing, you know, as you see down south. We got the good old boys.
Yeah.
They've got the same thing going on. If there's a way that they can get somebody out of this, you know what? There's going to be a nod and a wink, and I still think that's going to happen. I mean, I'm just not convinced yet because, you know what? They did not address it fast enough. And there's too many years of this going on. You know what? And there's too much camaraderie. There is too much history between these people. You know, there's going to be – to be honest, that's the way humanity works. You know what I mean? You've got friends, and your friend's going to say, hey, man, you know, I've known you for 30 years. Can't you do something? If anybody can find one inkling of a way to get their good buddy out of this, they're going to do it. I still think.
But here's the big issue with me when it comes to that. All they're saying they're going to do is kick them out of the church.
Yeah.
They don't say they're going to turn them over to authorities.
Oh, no, you know, that's not going to happen. Are you kidding me?
That's what pisses me off. They're not going to have to pay for their crimes.
No, that's not. You know what? I couldn't even. No, to even want that, to even suggest that, it just isn't reasonable. 559. Who's calling me from 559?
I don't know. I hear some weird noise in the background. Oh, 559 is our calling number.
There's nobody there, so. All right, PC. Talk to you later. Have a good night.
Whoever it was.
No, I don't know who it was on the phone, but PC's got a bail, so.
Take care, PC. But anyway, that leads into the other thing. On Facebook, with this, what is it, NAMBLA?
Oh, NAMBLA, yeah.
Yeah, that's got to stop, too.
Well, you know, I'm hearing this. It's a bunch of guys, college kids, who are doing that just for shock value is what I'm hearing.
Well, whatever.
I agree it should be removed, but I don't want to go into it too much because I don't want to give... Somebody gave me a heads up. I don't want to give more ammo to the trolls. I think the group should be removed. If you see them on Facebook, I would flag them, you know, or complain about them. But I don't want to publicly, like, give these trolls more ammo, you know?
Well, all I can say is, if it is what it claims to be, that's one thing that's. I think South Park did a whole episode on that.
Oh yeah, they did. They have, yeah.
And if that's a real thing, I thought they were just.
Oh no, it's a real group. Yeah, but I think the group's on Facebook. I think it's people just trying to do the shock value thing more than anything. From what this is what I've heard, you know, after because we called them out big time last week or this week, and we had a bunch of people report them. But then I had a couple people say that, you know, they think it was just people just being trolls, just trying to work people up. So I don't want to give those people ammo.
If that's what it is,
to do more of the same thing by, like, publicly, you know.
Well, if that's what it is, then that's nothing to play around with.
No, it's not. I would agree with that. Yeah, it doesn't matter what context. It's a bad thing. But yeah. I'm not going to say that it's the real thing when it's not. When a lot of people have told me that it's just a bunch of jack offs just trying to shock people for shock value.
Well, that's not even shock value. That's nothing to play around with. I don't care who you are or what you are. That's not a joke.
Yeah.
That's nothing to joke about at all, one way or the other. What's the other? Oh, the other thing I wanted to mention today is this thing in Kansas has gotten turned into, you know, California wanting to ban or boycott Kansas.
Why?
With this immigration.
No, Arizona, man.
No, Arizona, I'm sorry. That's not right. Kansas. We're not in Kansas anymore, Tony.
No, we're not. Let's go to Arizona now.
Arizona, but they wanted to, boycott it. And now this thing has gotten to the point where it's brought enough attention to the state that it's a major issue.
No, that's kind of a tricky thing because I think that somebody had to do something to wake the feds up, you know? And it's a shame that Arizona feels like they had to pass a law they did, but I can kind of understand it, even though I don't agree with it in any way. I think it's, you know, it's going to lead to nothing less than profiling, even though a lot of the sheriffs that I've heard interviewed are saying, you know what, we're not going to enforce this. You know, it's profiling, clearly. The thing that bothers me about the boycott thing is the people who get hurt by the boycott. It's normal working people who are going to get hurt by the boycott. It's not going to be the government.
Right.
It will be eventually, but first you're hurting hardworking people. You know, honest, these people aren't immigrants. They're American citizens who are trying to make an honest living in a hard economy. So you're going to be hurting those people first. It's kind of a tricky thing because somebody needed to do something to wake the feds up, but I just wish that they could have found a different way to do it. And you know what? To be honest, I don't have any answers on what it would have been. You know, I wish I did, but it's just the whole thing just bothers me. I wish the feds would have acted in the first place.
You know, here's the one thing I don't think anybody's considered, and this is where the illegal aliens that have crossed the border have got us all. This is where the catch-22 comes in that no one I think has not considered. And this is the real troubled part. And this is the one thing that really has gotten everybody. They come across the border illegally. And what has happened is they come across pregnant or they get pregnant immediately. The child is a citizen. The parents are not. That creates an automatic situation. What do you do?
Sorry, I'm typing to the chat. I don't know what to do.
You see,
I don't have the answer.
Yeah, that's a major catch-22. How do you deal with that? When the child is a citizen, the parents are not. Do you deport the parents?
Yeah, I don't know. That's something we're going to have to deal with into the system.
And that we're paying for the system.
Yeah.
How do you cope with that? You can't deport the citizen, the child.
Yeah, I know. And that's happened where the parents have gotten sent back and the child's been a citizen, so.
So you're still dealing with the birth. So do we allow, you know, we still have to deal with that problem. And I just don't know. You either have to put a complete stop to it and draw the line, or, you know, figure out a way to deal with the problem. And yeah. I don't see a way to deal with that problem.
For the record, for those people in the chat, I don't like Kansas that much either. All my family lives there. I had the best steak there, though, when we were there this past summer. God, it was good. was at Grandpa Red's, a little town called Frankfort in northeastern Kansas, yeah, up in the corner of Kansas. Man, the steaks were good. But the people there are all backers. I've got a nephew or a cousin who lives there who's going into the services and said science is all bullshit and he can't wait to kill some people, you know. And it's just very disturbing, the things he's been taught in school. Doesn't like homosexuals, doesn't like spics. I hate that term, but that's the way he put it. And, you know, nothing less than disturbing. I hope once this kid gets out in the world, he learns the way... a different way to react to things and think about things. But, you know,
if he goes into the military, he'll learn real fast.
I hope so. You know, that's what I'm
saying. Oh, there's no tolerance. There is zero tolerance for that.
Yeah, and I hope he learns some things about science. And you know what? You got any last words, Ed? We got 4 minutes to go. So.
No, I think we pretty much said what we... Oh!
I don't care about going off topic. I'd love to go off topic. Yeah. That's my forte.
This is good stuff. We've got to do some. The one thing I do want to mention is we've got to do a pre-tape show. I did contact the guest I mentioned. That's why we put it off. Okay. We're okay to do a pre-tape show,
yeah.
And we'll have that coming up pretty soon. I'm working on some more off-topic things, but we will have some paranormal guests coming up. We're going to have some off-topic guests coming on too.
Good.
So working on that. Right now, I am in last-minute panic mode, folks, in the next couple of weeks. We will have some more of these discussions in the meantime, but until the 26th of June, expect more of these.
All right, cool. We're going to wrap it up today. I want to thank everybody who's been hanging out in the chat, for everyone who listens to the podcast. I am Reepso, of course. My co-host is Ed Kraft. You can find us on Facebook, right? I'm on Facebook. Just look up Reepso.
Yep, I'm there, too.
Look up Ed Kraft. Addis, and again, thanks for listening. Pass the podcast along, and we'll be back next week, won't we?
With any luck.
Yeah. God willing, or whoever, and the creek don't rise. All right, Ed, I'll talk to you later.
Talk to you later. Take care, folks.
I'm going to play a little Nickelback, if everyone cared, to wrap up today's show. Later.
Underneath the trees, we watch the sky, confusing stars, satellites. I never dreamed that you'd be mine, but here we are, we're here tonight, singing. In the air, the fireflies are on.